Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yabusop God of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shaw.
And once again, you tune into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, and Comforter, Holy Apostle, and Chirah Priest, Avzadakia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, and Chirah Priest, Ariyah, Holy Apostle, and Chirah Priest, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 Chief Priests, Elect Ladies, and Holy Women of our nation. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of state, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel. So now with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains of the officers of the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters in our nation, the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's show is entitled, Are You Doing the Works of the Spirit or the Works of the Flesh? And I'm going to get straight to it. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5 and start at verse 16 and pause after each verse, please.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
So the Holy Bible is giving us plain instructions. It says to walk in the Spirit. Understand that as you walk through your life, as you go through your daily walk, be spiritual. You understand that? Do spiritual things. Conduct yourself spiritually. React spiritually. You know, walk in the Spirit. And if you do so, it says you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, things that get you in trouble, things that cause you to sin, things that are contrary to the Holy Bible, things that are contrary to the laws of God. You won't be doing those things if you walk spiritually. And if you walk spiritually, guess what? You're going to be on your way to perfection. Come on.
Verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
See what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? It says, for the flesh. It says, lust is against the Spirit. Meaning they don't agree. They don't go together. They constantly not agreeing at all with each other. And the Spirit don't like the flesh. It says these are contrary one to another. They don't get along. They despise each other. It says so that you cannot do the things that you would. Because again, the flesh wants you to go off and eventually go to hell. The Spirit wants to lead you to the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God the Father. But if you're double-minded, if you're wishy-washy, if you walk in the fence, if you in the middle, you're going to find yourself not doing the things that you should be doing. You're going to find yourself doing the things that you should not be doing. Why? Because you're following and focusing more on the flesh and the desires and lust of the flesh. With the Bible telling you clearly to walk in the Spirit. Come on.
Verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? It says, if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. The reason why you're not under the law, if you be led of the Spirit, because again, you're fulfilling the law. You are becoming an Israelite indeed. There's no need for an Israelite indeed to be under the law, because the Israelite indeed is following the law. If you walk in the Spirit, nobody's going to be saying, hey, brother, you, according to the Bible, you weren't keeping the Sabbath. Sister, according to the Bible, you weren't following the dietary law. Nobody got to do that because you're walking in the Spirit. At that point, everybody trying to keep up with you now. That's an Israelite indeed. I'm done. Trying to be like that brother, that sister. Come on.
Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness.
Now, what I want to do is I want to focus on each and every one of these things here so it's clear what you are not supposed to be doing. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, meaning they're made plain. We're going to proclaim them, what the works of the flesh are. It says, which are these? Give me that first one.
Adultery.
It says adultery. If you're not familiar with adultery, adultery when a married woman decides that she's going to give herself over to another man that's not her husband, or to other men that are not her husband. She's committed adultery against her husband. Adultery is a man who will not commit to one woman, but just sleeping around with all types of different women, not taking care of them, not providing them with what the Bible says, housing, raiment, clothes, food, none of that. He's just a player, as they say in the streets, or a nigger, you know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do with color. You understand that? He's an adulterer. He's an adulterer. You understand that? This is all against the Bible. And this is everyday life in the communities of our people. But this is not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be done. You understand that? You got people that are committed in relationships, people that are committed in marriages for years, have dedicated their lives to this relationship. And you out there playing games. You out there breaking wedlock. You out there being nasty and trifling and evil in these streets. And you think nobody see if you. God see if you. He sees everything. And you're going to be dealt with. What's the next verse? What's that next word, sir?
Fornication.
Fornication is sex crimes. Sex crimes that you commit to your own body. It's not to be done. Masturbation. It's not to be done. Different objects. Not to be used. Tools and all that. Not to be used. Come on.
Uncleanness.
It says what?
Uncleanness.
Uncleanness. You spiritually unclean? Are you again? You spiritually unclean because you're dealing unclean spirits. You dabbling in the dead. You're trying to conjure up unclean spirits. Trying to conjure up the dead. You unclean because you're eating unclean foods like shrimp, crab, lobster, pork, octopus, alligators. You mentally unclean. Your thoughts are just disgusting. You understand that? You're physically unclean. We come to your house or your apartment, and we only want to walk on your floors in boots. Floor is just nasty, sticky, dirty, grimy. Roaches, bed bugs everywhere. You understand that? It's not to be done. Come on.
Lasciviousness.
It says what?
Lasciviousness.
Lasciviousness. Again, lewd sexual desires. Sexual desires that are vile, vulgar, which includes vile, vulgar sexual acts and thoughts. Wanting to have a relationship with an animal. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Wanting to be a part of sex parties. Want a wife swap. want to have open relationships and marriages. Madness. These things are going to lead you to hell. And not only am I saying that, but the Bible's going to tell you that. And brothers and sisters, if you're doing these things, you need to stop tonight, immediately. In the Hebrew, I da, for it's too late. Come on.
Verse 20, adultery.
Adultery. Who?
Adultery.
I thought we read that already.
No, sir.
Yeah, we read adultery. You mean idolatry?
Idolatry.
Idolatry, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, idolatry. Excuse me. The worshiping and serving of idols as gods. As gods. You worshiping wood and stone figures as gods. Then you doing things with these idols made of wood and stone. That is madness. You understand that? It's not to be done. Come on. Again, hold on. You even have the worshiping of people as idols. Some of you worship people as idols. You idolize these people. Person tell you to walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn and get them a piece of cheesecake, you would do that because you idolize this people, this man. Where it got you? Where it get you? You still in North Philly broke? You still in New York broke? You in Atlanta broke? Where it got you? You became a byword, a proverb. Some of you people even become groupies for these so-called celebrities and athletes. They got you doing all type of madness. And you're just happy to be around them. You're just happy to be in their presence. Get your own life. Come on.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. You out here dealing with evil spirits, unclean spirits, trying to conjure up spirits, trying to put spells on people, dealing with voodoo, cutting off the heads of chickens and spraying the blood everywhere, dealing with Ouija boards, trying to cast evil spells on people, out here dealing drugs, casting spells on people. And listen, that sister, I'm going to get a name, hold on. That sister, Kanika Jenkins, who wandered into a hotel freezer, that sister wasn't drunk. That sister had an evil spell cast on her. I said, brother, what you talking about? That sister was they call in the street, they call it Molly's. When you look at the footage of that sister looked like she out of her mind. It's like you can see the demons leading her. Come on this way. Come on, no, not that way. Come on this way. And led her right to her death. Led her right to her death. You drug dealers are witches. You're going to be dealt with. Come on.
Hatred.
Hatred. Again, especially if you're an Israelite, you ain't supposed to be hating another fellow Israelite. You understand that? None of us supposed to be dealing with hatred. A lot of y'all think we hate so-called white people. They ain't white, they red. A lot of you think we hate Caucasian people. We live in Portland, Oregon. Listen, we hated so-called white people, we'd be about it. We'd move to Atlanta or New York or somewhere. We work with them. We got to deal with them. We got to put up with them. When you hate somebody, you can't stand to be around them. Now, guess what? They hate us. They hate us. They call us the N-word all the time for no reason. For no reason. And if it wasn't for God, they'd be trying to fight us all the time. Listen, the capital of the skinheads and neo-Nazis is right here in Oregon. It's only God. Only God. There ain't nothing ain't happened. But we the hate group, huh? You media outlets need to stop with the smear campaigns. Come on.
Variants.
Variants? Variants. Someone that disagrees on purpose, even though they know what's being said to them is true. Just disagreeing, just to disagree. Just debating, just to debate. Come on.
Emulations.
Emulations, which comes from the root from the root word emulate, which means to imitate, to equal, or surpass, which eventually turns into envy, which could lead to death. Cain emulated Abel. He couldn't stand the fact that Abel gave the correct sacrifice. He couldn't stand the fact that Abel was righteous. He couldn't stand the correction Abel was giving him. So what happened? He rose up against Abel and killed him, even though he was his brother. Envious and jealous. Wicked. Come on.
Wrath.
Wrath. You ain't supposed to be out here blacking out. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I came to. Everything was broken. And my wife was laying on the floor with her head busted open. I don't know what happened. You ain't Bruce Banner. You ain't the Incredible Hulk. You know what happened. You had the demons on you. You ain't supposed to let nothing get you that angry where wrath comes in. Nothing. Not if you're walking in the spirit. Come on.
Strife.
Strife. You ain't supposed to be out there wanting to fight all the time. Wanting to fight, wanting to argue, wanting to get into conflicts all the time. If anything, you're supposed to be a person of peace. The Bible says we're the peacekeepers. Come on.
Seditions.
Say again?
Seditions.
Seditions. Rebellion against authority. Again, you're supposed to respect authority. Because if you do not respect authority, you do not respect God, because God put authority in place to keep order. Now, do we have unjust people in authority? Yes, we do. You avoid them. You stay away from them. You don't pop off at the mouth. What you stop me for, officer? Who the hell you think you is? I got my rights. Blah, 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 blah. Now you have your video camera in place and you videotape and you comply and follow the instructions and the rules. And the first authority you're supposed to be respecting is your parents, you children, until you become adults. And then even after you become adults, you still respect your parents. But once you become adults, guess what? You got other authority figures that you got to respect. Or else you're going to wind up in jail or in the grave. And the utmost authority you're supposed to respect is the authority that God put down here on earth, the holy apostles and chief high priests, the holy God sent comforter. You better respect that authority. Because whatever they bound on earth is bound in heaven. Come on.
Heresies.
Heresies. People who spread doctrine and theories that are against or go against the Holy Bible. Like this theory of evolution. Darwin's theory of evolution. The Big Bang theory. The madness that they talk to us about when we're on the unit work. Woman told us yesterday that Venus had legs and she birthed planets and all the other crap. What? Come on, you got to be kidding me. We're going to have to do a part two on this, brothers and sisters. The engineer is wrapping this up. We're going to come back next week and go through the rest of this as well as the works of the Spirit. Until next week, we say shalom, God bless, and good night, and thank you for tuning into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Shalom.